Look for Me, written by Lisa Gardner and read by Regina Regan. Prologue. A year later, what Sarah remembered most was waking up to the sound of giggling.
Shh, not so loud. My roommates hate it when I bring boys home. Killjoys need their beauty sleep.
So, no making noises? Like this?
A wolf howl from outside Sarah's bedroom door. Fresh giggling. Then loud thumps as someone, probably Heidi, ran into the coffee table, the couch, the standing lamp.
Oh, well, Heidi announced happily. Quiet was never going to happen. I'm a screamer and proud of it.
A man's voice.
Knew I picked the right girl at the bar. I like screamers. Always have.
More giggling. More thumps. Sarah groaned, rolled face down on her tiny mattress, and pulled her pillow over her head. On the opposite side of the wall, no doubt Christy and Kelly were doing the same. Heidi Rapuro had been a last-minute addition to their apartment. A friend of a friend of a friend, qualified mostly by the fact that Heidi was willing to pay extra for her own bedroom, and Sarah, Christy, and Kelly, who'd known one another since freshman year, had really wanted the three-bedroom unit. Walking distance to Boston College, bay windows, hardwood floors, crown molding. When Sarah had first walked into the space, she'd felt like a grown-up. No more mini-fridge, no more standing room-only dorm room, no more bare mattress shared with two younger siblings in an overcrowded slumlord's paradise. The long night studying, when the rest of her friends had been out partying or repeating their parents' drug-fueled mistakes, had finally paid off. Which was the other reason she'd fallen in love with the brightly lit apartment, because after spending her entire childhood sharing, this place offered her the greatest luxury imaginable, her own room. Granted, it was barely the size of a twin mattress, more a closet than a bedroom, most likely converted by an enterprising landlord looking to charge a three-bedroom price for what was originally a two-bedroom unit. But Sarah didn't care. Tiny fit her budget. And with Christy and Kelly able to split the largest room, and silly, vapid Heidi cashing out the other main sleeping space, everyone was happy, especially Sarah, ensconced in her minuscule slice of paradise. Except for nights like tonight. More crashing. Then moaning. Good God, didn't Heidi ever get enough? A curious scrape.
Hey, now,
Heidi's voice, hiccuping slightly as she panted from exertion. Sarah rolled her eyes, pulled the pillow tighter around her ears.
Wait, I don't want, no!
Sarah sat up just as Heidi screamed, loud, piercing, and, do screams have a taste? Fire, ash, red-hot cinnamon candies, which, as a little girl, Sarah liked to melt on the tip of her tongue. Or is it more that screams have a color? Green and gold giggles, purple and blue cackles. Or this, molten white. Melt your eyeballs, singe the hair on your arms, bright, bright white. A color too brilliant for nature, searing straight to the core. That's what Heidi screamed, molten white. It pierced the thin walls, threatened to blow out the windows. It jolted Sarah, making her sit bolt upright. And completely, totally, unable to move. This was the part she still didn't remember well. Not even a year later. The police asked her about the details, of course. Detectives, a forensic nurse, later more investigators, crime scene specialists. All she could tell them was that the night started with green and gold giggles and ended with molten white screams. Heidi's the whitest and brightest, but also blessedly short. Christy and Kelly. Two girls in one room. Best friends. Members of the lacrosse team. Forewarned, forearmed, they thought. They hurled trophies. Was the sound of crashing metal a taste or a color? No, just a crash. Followed by screams, all kinds of colors.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?